give you an idea of what else we have coming up this week. First, a reminder about that. Due to an error on my part, the conversation that I had with Darlene Lancer on self-esteem that was scheduled to air this past Monday, this Monday, the 5th, did not run. So, to confuse matters, this is what I did. I had pre-recorded that conversation with her. I went ahead and ran it online as scheduled Monday, this past Monday, November 5th, even though it did not air via the radio, 1550, this Monday. Tomorrow on Power Friday on 1550 a.m., I will have that conversation air, the conversation I had with Darlene Lancer on self-esteem. The very conversation that was supposed to have aired this Monday will air tomorrow, Friday, on 1550 a.m. The Voice. However, if you want to hear it online, you won't find it on Friday's broadcast. You'll need to go to speakingwith.com. And once you click on the link labeled Listen Online at your convenience, go to Monday's online broadcast to hear the conversation that I had with Darlene Lancer. Because as I said, although that conversation did not air via the radio, it did air online. And since I already have it online, I decided, and in this same week, I decided not to put it online twice in the same week. So if you want to hear it online, simply go to speakingwith.com, click on Listen Online at your convenience, and then you just go to Monday's online broadcast to catch it on air via the radio on 1550 a.m. The Voice. Just be listening tomorrow between 1 and 2. All right, News Are Right is up this Saturday at 1 o'clock, and we're going to be taking you for a jet ride. Those of you who have this advance notice, go ahead and let your family members know that that's what you'll be doing. You'll be taking that ride. And, of course, I know that some people won't be listening to the discussion right now, and so they won't know until they join us on Saturday that we're going to be jetting around the world to find out what's going on. And that's what we mean by News Are Right. Meteorites move at fast rates of speed. And so we're getting news from around the world at faster rates of speed than you would normally get information on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As I mentioned before, many of you have noticed, we can easily take one, two, or three topics and really delve into that one or those few over the hour that we're on air. But with News Are Right, we usually cover a minimum of four news topics, sometimes as many as seven or eight within 1 hour. And so that's why I call it News Are Right. We're getting information at a faster rate of speed than normal for this program. News Are Right this Saturday. More on Suffering Well on Sunday. And we're going to begin to take a look at some of the rewards for suffering well. Hey, as long as we're going to suffer, we might as well suffer well. And why not be inspired, motivated to go ahead and suffer well, since we know that we will have rewards that will be bringing us joy throughout eternity. Dr. Lisa Firestone at 2 o'clock on Sunday to help us go ahead and maintain warm, beautiful relationships with those who mean much to us, especially our special someones, especially husband and wife, in a time when pressure is just mounting. And mounting pressure has a way of putting, just kind of causing us to put dampers on some of our most important relationships. Don't want to take that sitting down. So join us on Sunday when I have Dr. Lisa Firestone's conversation that we previously had about how we can strengthen our relationships. I like those how-tos. What else took place, ladies and gentlemen? Getting back to our look at politics, the politics of this week's election. What else helped the women win so many seats? In addition to letting people know, letting we the people know that they were going to fight to keep health care in play. And remember, health care is something that Republicans, independents, and Democrats have benefited from. And that's one of the things that I was saying when the Republicans were fighting so hard to prevent Obamacare from passing. And then they kept fighting hard to dismantle it, have it declared illegal, unconstitutional, etc. One of the reasons, and I said this in the moment, when the bill was sent to, when the Affordable Care Act bill was sent to President Obama, and he signed it into law. One of the things that the Republicans wanted to do at that point, since they weren't able to prevent it from taking place, they wanted to slow down its implementation. And they tried all kinds of ways to slow down the implementation. Why? Because, as I was saying then, they wanted as few people as possible to actually experience the benefits of Obamacare so that they would not pay a price. They knew that their minds were made up. They were going to do everything in their power to prevent that historic law from benefiting this nation for generations to come, and that black Democrat take the credit for it. So their minds were already made up. They were going to do everything in their power to get rid of it once it was in place. And so they knew that they could take a hit if, despite all the ugly things that were said about it by the politicians and by members of We the People, once people started benefiting from it, they knew they could pay a price for trying to get rid of it. And that's the very thing that happened. They're still wanting to get rid of that which is benefiting the nation. And people have said, oh, no, can't let that happen. But in addition to that, a lot of the women pledged to better protect our environment. Republicans and Democrats are saying, we've got to take care of this environment. We only have one. We've got to take care of it. They're making it clear. They're convinced that climate change is real and that we humans are contributing to it. A lot of Democratic women said, we're going to help protect this environment. And many of them were elected to office. Something else has been going on. It started in the Congress. I remember when the Republicans were saying about 3 decades ago that they really liked the way they saw the conservatives in England rail against the liberals and the moderates in England when they met to discuss their politics. And the conservatives, the Republicans here in America, were saying, we're going to adopt their approach and come at the Democrats that same way. And they did so. And as a result, civility has just taken a nosedive in America. And a lot of women are saying, we want to restore civility in this nation. That resonated with a lot of people, and that helped a number of Democrats, and particularly Democratic women, get elected to office. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Is this something that's going to matter down the road? Of course, we got to take a look at how we think things should be done. We got to go ahead and embrace the fact that women have just as much right to be assertive as men do. And there's just as much need for women to be assertive as there is a need for men to be assertive. So when these women who said, hey, look, we're going to try to restore civility, we're going to try to take better care of our only environment, we're going to do our best to restore, rebuild, and fine-tune healthcare instead of taking it away from you and the hospitals and the clinics that need it. Think about this. As the Republicans have worked hard to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. One of the many things they've been doing that hurts our country is they have been working to dismantle the system that has had hospitals finally being reimbursed for the care that they provide. Guess what? The hospitals pay their employees largely based on the reimbursements that they receive, the compensation that they receive. So we have Republican nurses, Democratic nurses, independent nurses. Republican, independent, and Democratic technologists. All kinds of professionals who are being hurt by this determination that Republicans have, Republican politicians have, to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. And so many amongst we the people support that. Think about it again. Till next time.